Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, use your key, use your key.
Break every chain, break every
James Stone. The wind coming off. Good evening, Holy Spirit. Good evening, ADM. In honor to Christ, he is a good man. My pastor, to my wife, Pastor Barbara Smith, to my pastors, First Lady Lucy, to all of the ministers, evangelists, to the prophets, the deacons, to the evangelism team, the mothers, the praise team, intercessors, to our youth, members, families, and friends. Good evening. Good evening to our international partners. United Kingdom. Laos, Australia. South Africa. Good evening, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico. Good evening, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good evening, good evening, and good evening. For this is the day that the Lord has made. And let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from the muck and the miry clay. Oh, yes, he did. It was God this morning with his finger of love. He touched every one of us, closed us in our right hand, started us on our way. And as we look around, nothing is missing, nothing is broken, but everything, I mean everything, is jointly and fitly into place on today. So, as we come boldly before the throne of God, giving him the honor, giving him the glory, giving him the thanks for all of his many attributes, we thank him right now and we honor him. Good evening, Mother Jackson. God bless you. How are you doing this evening?
Good evening to you, Pastor Smith. On this blessed Monday afternoon, I'm truly blessed. But first, I'd like to give Jesus Christ the honor, who's truly the head of my life. I'd like to give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson, and to my pastor, Pastor Temple. And I'd like to give honor to our First Lady of ADM, Lakeisha Spencer, and to you, Pastor Smith, and to Pastor Barbara Smith, and to each and every one at ADM and the mothers. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come to you this afternoon, humbling you know how, God. Bow down, God. Coming to the throne of thanksgiving once more, God. We thank you, Lord, how you have kept us all day long, God. We thank you, God, how you have strengthened us in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, God. No other name we know but the name of Jesus. God, we continue to call on your name, God. Oh, how we thank you this afternoon, God, for giving us another opportunity to praise you and to glorify your name, God. We thank you this afternoon, God, that you didn't have to do it, but you did, God. We thank you for your love and your kindness and your mercy today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, as we lift up every man or woman of God that's pouring out your truth, God, let them stay up on the wall. Don't let them come down, God, but let them continue to cry out, God. Cry out like never before, God, to every sinner man. hear you, God. Today, yeah, I'm coming to you in my mighty name. But God, we thank you today, God. We lift up our youth once more to you, God, in these last and these days. God, we ask that you cover them, shield them, and protect them in a mighty way in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, today that you be their mind, the mind regulator for them, God. Continue to shield and protect, lead and to guide in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you today for them. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for saving them at a young age, God. Saving them and filling them with your precious Holy Ghost. God, we thank you today, God. We lift up every household that it is today, God. We ask you to continue to shield and protect, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We just thank you, God. We thank you for our little ones, God. We thank you for what you're doing, God. And when we thank you, you're not doing it because none of us shake. You are always working. Everybody said that. You never see high. You see everything, God. You stand high and you look low, God. We pray, God, for the sick and the shedding in the day, God. Oh, God, we ask that you curse their fever by this, God. Let them know by your stripes we are already healed. In the name of Jesus, hey, glory be to God. Yes, we are. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. We lift our enemies up to you, God, today. Oh, God, I ask you today, evil, draw them near to you, God. Save, deliver, and set free. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this afternoon, God, in a mighty way, God. Oh, God, God, let us stretch our hands out and look to the hill, which cometh our help, realizing our help cometh from you, God, in the name of Jesus. We can't breathe. Can't do nothing without you, God. Oh, God, continue to lead and to guide us. In the name of Jesus this afternoon, God. Oh, God, this afternoon, how do I find that? Somebody ought to have a spirit of rejoicing. Somebody ought to just begin to praise God on a mighty way. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. We lift up the shouts. The one that don't have a shout over their head, God. We ask that you continue to make a way for them out of no way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Just let them know, Lord, that nothing can be done without you, God. And God, I pray this afternoon, God, that you continue to give us a strong will to press on, to press on to the more, God. Continue to stretch us, God, in a mighty way, God. Let us have a well-made up mind, God. Don't let us look back. Let us keep pressing towards tomorrow in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for the keeping power, God. Thank you for the keeping power, God, that you have kept us and continue to keep us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, continue to pour out your love, God, that we may love, that we may love, one another as you have loved us, Christ, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Make us real in your God, so real, God, that nothing cannot penetrate, God. So we thank you today. We thank you, God, for steadfast, unmovable. Let us stand fast, God. If your word says it, God, let us realize it is what it is, God. Let us stand not to be moved, God. Oh, how we thank you, Lord, today. How you clap us, God. How you are making us. Here, God, of our stand up. How you do the condemnation, God. We thank you today, God. Have your way today, God. Move us out the way out of my son. Holy Spirit, come in the Lord. Come in like never before. In the name of Jesus, God. So we thank you for all things, God. From the littlest to the biggest, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Let us begin to take inventory of ourselves, God. Instead of looking at other folks' situations, God, let us look at ourselves. How about that? Oh, God, let us begin to say yes to you. Let us love you enough, God, that we want to put everything away, God. It's not like you today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up every east, south, north, west, God. We lift them up to you today, God. We pray, God, that they lift up bow down heads, God. Let them begin to look up. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in this afternoon, God, let us have that spirit of want or don't want to give up. Just want to pray. Go make it. How about that? We are going to make it in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us begin to separate ourselves, God, from things that are not like you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to bow down. and to worship you on the hill of Sunday. Let us begin to stay behind the vehicle like never before. Let us begin to reach out of our Sunday. Oh, God, stir us up today, God. Stir us up like never before. Oh, the bus standards of us. We come today, God, pulling down every stronghold of our Sunday, pulling down every hindrance of our time. Every hindering, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. No weapon formed against us is possible. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. We thank you, Lord. It can go to both with everything within us, God. We thank you today, God, on both days. Hallelujah. The highest praise, God, because you're worthy to be praised, God. You're so worthy, Lord. Come to the most day, God. Oh, God, continue to bless. Let our feet be on fire for you, God. To the most, God. Let us still have that zeal. Come to the most, God. To the most, God. We love you, Lord. These things we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. To the most, God. In Jesus' name we pray this afternoon. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord,
thank you. God,
hallelujah, Jesus. And we thank God. For that in the name of
Jesus. Jesus, hallelujah.
Lord,
hallelujah.
Move us. Shake us. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Holy
Lord.
Spirit of the living God. Come in the midst of
in the name of Jesus. Yeah, it'll be by Sunday. Yes, Lord.
That's just what we need to touch, Lord.
Yes,
your
Lord Jesus. Yes.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
yes, Lord.
Father God.
Yes, Lord.
Only your thank Holy Spirit. Only your Holy Spirit, Lord, can take us where we need to go.
Yes, Lord. Oh, God.
On today, Holy Spirit, move by your power. Move
yes,
by
Lord.
Your
yes, Matthew.
In the name of Jesus. Right.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Holy Spirit of the living, have your way.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory. Have your way. From the north, south, east, west, west, come into our prayer closet, wherever we may be right now.
Yes,
Lord. And in our feet, Lord Jesus, we will be the God. God, you are good, sweet, loving, peaceful, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Give us your mind.
Yeah.
Right now, through your Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we're going to thank you. We're going to praise you. We give it to you. We give you glory. We give your name honor, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Holy Ghost, anointing power.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
So come now. Holy Spirit of the living God. Touch every heart, touch every man, touch every thought process right now.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
And Lord God, everything in that corporate prayer, through your Holy Spirit, by your living word. And because you said it, Lord God, we believe it. And because
amen.
It's true.
Yes,
oh, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Because you said it, and it's true.
What are the most changed, Jesus?
Right now.
Yes,
so, Holy
Lord.
Spirit, prepared your way right now.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Holy
Lord
Spirit,
Jesus.
You from your word.
Yes.
Lord God, put it in our heart that we will not sin.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God.
Yes,
that we will
Lord.
Focus on the high calling and the high name of Christ Jesus.
Yes.
We thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. As that one, you let it become, you spread the good news and the gospel.
Of Amen.
We say to you, and now,
thank you, Lord.
We turn it over to our own evangelist, Shanita Ponton.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Let everybody that have breath in their body praise
Amen.
The Lord on this day,
yes.
because this is the day that He has made, and we shall rejoice no matter what, because He made
Amen.
And He kept you. Jesus,
Amen.
We just thank you. We thank you for keeping
thank
us
you,
on today, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I know that I thank you, Father
Jesus.
God. I thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Just thank
yes,
you, Lord,
Lord.
Jesus, collectively,
thank you,
that
Jesus.
You kept us on this day, Father.
I don't know about
God.
You, Lord.
Many didn't make it, Lord Jesus. Many didn't make it, Father God.
Amen.
And we thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
We
thank
know
God.
That
thank
it is
you.
An honor, Father God,
yes,
to be
yes,
in your
yes,
presence,
yes,
Father
yes.
God. One more day,
yes,
Father
Lord.
God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
hey,
you, Lord,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you,
thank
Lord,
you.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord,
hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Father
thank
God,
you.
Because you are
yes.
so worthy, and we can never, ever, ever, ever,
mm-hmm.
Lord Jesus, tell you how much we're thankful, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. On tonight,
yes,
when I went before the Lord, it started yesterday. He kept bringing in my spirit the word perseverance. So throughout my busy day today, I kept going and trying to look up different things, do my research. And I saw the word perseverance in a lot of different ways, but I decided to give a definition in the Hebrew. And it says a directive derivative of the biblical word commit, always, continually, and everlasting. So with that saying, Ephesians 6:18 states, pray in the spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. So the word perseverance is when we use the word perseverance, that means that we should be dedicated. We should be steadfast. We should be unmovable.
Amen.
To the thing that God has predestined us to be. We have to be obedient. We have to be chastised sometimes. The word of God tells us that God will chastise us. Who knows it better than Paul? Who knows it better than Job? Who knows it better than Joseph? Joseph could have sat and had his way with Potiphar's wife, but he chose to still live in the predicament that he was, but he chose to be obedient to God's will. He chose to allow the Holy Spirit at that point in time, even Paul, to lead him and guide him. We have to be persistent and persevere in everything that we do. Praying at all times without ceasing, meaning that you I know people sit and say, how can I pray all day without ceasing? No, God is not asking you to sit there all day and say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. He's asking you to invite the Holy Spirit to come in, sometimes moan and groan for you, put an utterance out in the atmosphere to him. He's asking you to keep a prayer in your mind. Allow your heart to stay open to communicate with your mind so you can remain focused on him. You're not sitting and saying a prayer for you all the time. The word of God says to pray for your brethren at all the time as well. So if you know that you have a list of people and you've already invited the Holy Spirit in to pray for you because you know that you can't do it, God will sit. He will set the atmosphere. He will speak. The mind, the heart speaks to the mind. The heart will remain pure and genuine, and God will moan the utterance and the groaning for you. I know it sometimes I can sit there and just keep praying, and I don't know what I'm praying, but I know that the Holy Spirit takes over for me, and I'm okay with that because I know when I go into prayer, I'm going in with a clean heart, a renewed mind. I know that I'm setting myself in a place where I'm going to be obedient. I know I'm setting myself in a place where I can receive. If I'm disobedient, I'm going to receive the chastisement that the Holy Spirit has for me. So therefore, when I utter the prayer, I'm uttering it knowing that it's reaching heaven because the Holy Spirit is the one that's uttering it for me. The groans that are going forth, I'm not sitting there asking God, what are you saying, Father? I trust him to speak for me on in my mind. I can sit and be doing work, and the Holy Spirit will quicken me. Oh, you know such and such need this. Okay, Father God, help me to pray for that person. We have to ask God to help us to pray in order for us to persevere. We have to ask God to keep us in our rightfulness in order for us to persevere. Persevering is an everlasting thing. It goes on and on and on. You may suffer today. That suffering may continue to go on and on and on. But once you realize and you come to the peace of knowing that God is there with you, that suffering just seems to go away because you're still going through it. You're going through it, but you know that there's a prize. There's a reward at the end. And how are we reaping that reward? We are in right standing with God. We are in alignment with God. Yesterday, the apostle said, we lay our head to his heart and we hear him. We're hearing his heartbeat, and that heartbeat is drawing you closer and closer and nearer to him. It makes you not want to go backwards. No matter what you have suffered, no matter what you have to go through, you're going to go through because that throb, that ba-bonk, ba-bonk, ba-bonk is drawing you nearer. That ba-bonk, ba-bonk is saying, come to me. No matter what you go through, no matter what different people say about you, because you're serving God. When you get out your car and you raising your hands to God like you just don't care, and somebody sin and say something negative to you, you're still persevering because you're still doing the will of God. You're still letting God know that you are my all. You are my everything. You are the head and not the tail. I will sit and I will go through whatever I need to go through. When you go to the doctor and the doctor say you only got 6 months to live, you come to a peace in your life, and you will still persevere to go through the things that you need to go through because that heartbeat, that heart throb, is calling you and drawing you nearer to thee. Okay, Father God, this is the report of the report that man says, but I know that it's going to be a time that I will be with you forever and ever and ever. So I will go through whatever I need to go through. Do I need to go through the fire? I will go through the fire. Do I need to go through the flood? I will go through the flood. What do I need to go through, Father God? Because I am in a place. I am in a position. I have grown spiritually where I am ready to sit and go through whatever I need to do. I am ready to reap the benefits, to let fruit come out of my life, to have my sons do things better because my fruit is better, make their fruit better. I'm ready to have the joy of life. If getting the joy of life meaning that I have to persevere through some things, I'm ready to get that joy. I'm ready for the peace. If the peace, me getting the peace of life, meaning that I got to go through the trials and tribulations, I'm ready to get that peace. Perseverance. We have to sit and remember that we have to talk to God no matter what. We have to continue to just keep calling on his name, even if it's just Jesus. Even if it's just Jesus, 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 you're still persevering through the times, through the hard times, through the good times. We still have to remember that we have to keep God in our mind all the time. We have to pray without ceasing. You have to pray for your brothers. You have to have love, not just regular love. You have to have agape love, the love that Jesus had for us that allowed him to die on the cross for us, the love that Paul had for his disciples and the people around him as he sat in that dungeon, but yet he still wrote stories out to them. He still sent orders out. He still made sure people were doing the things that they were supposed to do. Why? Because he persevered, because he knew the reward that he would get at the end. Perseverance is going through, continuing to walk straight, not looking back, not paying attention to what this person say, what that person say, but keeping your eyes on the prize. Perseverance is, Father God, I need you. I need your Holy Spirit to lead me. I need your Holy Spirit to guide me. I need you to pick me up. Perseverance is, though they slay me, I'm still going to stand. I'm still going to do the things that I need to do. Why? Because God is the head of my life. God is the one who walks with me. God is the one that keeps me from burning up in the fire. God is the one that lifts me up when I'm ready to drown from the different things that's going on in my life. Why? Because I am standing steadfast, unmovable, looking for the things that God has for me. I am ready to pick my cross up daily. Do I want to pick it up daily? No. I said, but I am ready to. I am ready to pick it up, to walk, knowing that I will be crucified as Jesus is crucified. As long as I continue to stand and strive to be a better Christian day to day, persevering to each and every thing, each and every trial, each and every suffering that I have to go through on each and every day. Ask yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, am I ready to persevere through all the hard times? Am I ready to persevere when people say, tell me no? Am I ready to persevere when people sit and talk down to me? Am I ready to sit and say, Father God, I am he, I am she, your faithful servant. I am willing to go through whatever it is you will have me to go through. And Father God, I will not doubt you. I will sincerely trust you, Father God, because I have given you my heart, Father God. I have given you my mind, Father God. I have given you my soul, Father God. Therefore, I belong to you, Father God. I stretch my hands out to thee, Father God, and I say, take me, Lord Jesus. Take me on the journey, Father God, that you will have me to go through, Father God, no matter what it is, no matter how far, no matter how long, Father God, I am willing to go. Are you ready to persevere? Are you ready to pray continuously? Are you ready to ask the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you? Are you ready to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you, speak for you? Are you ready to go into an unknown tongue, if that's what it means, and do it openly and not worry about what Peter, Paul, Jesse, and Dave say? Are you ready to sit and get out your car and shout glory, hallelujah, and not worry about what different perseverance. Are you ready? Are you ready on tonight? Are you ready? You really have to sincerely ask yourself that question. Are you ready? It's not time to play paint. It's time to get your life in order. It's time to say yes to God. It's not time today to do what you did yesterday, knowing that it was wrong. It's time for you to take the chastisement, to strip yourself naked, and say, Father God, I strip myself to thee. I'm ready. I'm ready to go through every trial and tribulation, knowing that the battle will not be mine, Father God, that it will be yours, Father God. Your heart is calling me, Father God. I'm following that heart throb, Father God. I'm trying to draw closer to thee. Are you ready to persevering again? Praying without ceasing, continuously. Praying for your brothers. Doing everything with love. Steadfast and unmovable. But keeping the shield of faith. God's armor completely over you. Knowing that he is protecting you so you don't have to worry about the things that you're going through because he's already got you. Are you ready to persevere? Ask yourself that on tonight. Are you ready to persevere? I'm ready. I'm ready. And as Apostle Temple says, let's go. If you're ready, leave everything you got, as Jesus said in Matthew to the disciples, and tell Father God, I'll go with you. I will go however far you will take me. Take my hand, Father God, and lead me and guide me. Cannot do it without you. I cannot do it without your Holy Spirit. I need you to lead me on this day. I declare and I decree that everybody that's on this phone tonight, sit and reach their hands out to God and let God know that they're nothing without him, that they need him to take them to the next step. They need him to take them to the next level, that they need the Holy Spirit to guide them in each and every area of their life. They need the Holy Spirit to pray for them. They need the Holy, when they run out of words, they need the Holy Spirit to moan and groan for them. They need the Holy Spirit to consume all of them. Why? So you can persevere. Are you ready? On tonight, I pray that someone other than myself realize that perseverance is not as hard as we make it. And you know why? Because Jesus is our guide, is our picker up. He is our way maker. He will protect us. Only if you trust him. Only if you're in the rightful position. Only if you're obedient to him. And only if you're ready to give yourself away to him. Perseverance is the key. Perseverance is the way. And perseverance will lead you and guide you and allow you to reap the reward of eternal life with Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. God, are you ready to persevere, to press through?
Yes.
The saying is that in order to get to it, you got to go through it.
Amen.
Are you ready to persevere through all your trials and your tribulations and everything that is laid before you for the testing of your faith? Are you ready to persevere? Songwriter said, if I got to go, I have to go by myself. But are you ready? And now, we turn this portion of the service over to our pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer. Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening.
Good evening, Apostle.
Hallelujah.
God bless you all. God bless you all. What a word. Hey, man, what a word. What a word. I want to hit a couple of areas, and I'm going to jump right off. But I give thanks to the honor of Christ who head of our life. And I give a shout out to First Lady and also ADM family and our listeners all over the world. You know, it's very important. Listen, Venture said something powerful about, you know, even in part of a message she was talking about, you know, about going backwards. There's no sense of going backwards. You know, this is where saints of God, you really have to look at about going backwards. When if you know what it takes to just get in God's will, and, you know, and it's kind of, you know, I look at it to where how we've been taught about the gospel. We, you know, some of us, we don't been into places to where they just gave us, they medicate us, you know, and not giving us the real diagnosis for it to really help our issue. Because if you know what it takes just to get into the will of God, all that you had to go through, all that you don't suffer, all that you don't went through just to get into the will of God, amen, you won't be playing games. You won't be playing games with yourself, or you won't have people around you that are playing games, amen. A lot of people that say they're in the will of God, I'm gonna help you all just for a second. When you deal with people, I don't care what their title may be. They could be sister, they could be Betty Toe, they could be Betty Doe, and they could be in ministry for 40 or 50 years. Amen. When you got people, when you're dealing with people that don't have the fruit of God, you're dealing with people that is not in God's will. When you're dealing with people that doesn't have fruit, I want to eliminate a lot of things, say, oh, they just need deliverance. Yeah, they're going to get delivered outside of the house. You know, God don't got time to try to clean you up inside of the house. If that was the case, he'll help Satan out before he kicked them out, before he kicked them demons out, before he kicked Satan out of heaven. He'll try to help them to get their mind right before they must enter in. Amen. You don't pay the price to get where you at, and many of you pay the price to just get into the will of God. You cannot afford to look backwards or go backwards because a 30-second weakness and you need to fulfill, because one cup of drink, because 2 minutes or 3 minutes of unholiness intimacy, because of 2 seconds of fornication. You cannot afford for lust to come into your life to cause you to go backwards. All that you don't went through, I want to challenge you all. If anybody having struggled or just getting pulled, you need to think about where you come from. Think about all that you don't went through just to, excuse me, just to have what you have right now. You think about that next time you feel like giving up. You think about next time you feel like giving up. My God, and how far God done brought you. How, and you know, the direction that he done take you. You don't give up. You look back what God done did for you. You paid a price to be where you are. You paid a price to get God to do what he's doing within your life. And don't allow nothing. That's what scripture said. Don't let nothing separate you from the love of God. Don't let nothing separate you from God and also from God's will. You paid a price, saints of God. So don't look backwards. Let's keep looking ahead and let's keep going forward, because at the end of the day, people might put it so easy, like, ooh, child, you just doing your thing with God. God, listen, getting God's will is not that easy. It's not that, I'm telling you right now, it's not that easy what it portrayed to be. A lot of people, and I can't wait to God just open me up and allow me to really share the vision that he showed me. It's so many saints, if there's not millions of saints outside of God's will worshiping God, outside of the presence of God worshiping God. Because you could feel God, that doesn't mean you are in God. Y'all got to understand that. Because you could feel him doesn't mean you are in him or in his will. Amen? Understand that. Amen? Many of you, you don't made it to God's will. You in God's will. You need to be shame on yourself if you allow yourself or you allow anybody to pull you from that place. Shame on yourself if you're going to allow these individuals to come around you. They don't want nothing out of life. They ain't trying to get nothing out of life. All they know is where they're messing, where they're at right now, and you too busy concerned about how they feel about you, what they think about you. You don't want to act bougie now. You got all saying, you don't act like you don't know nobody. You're right. I don't know sin. And if you want to get caught up in sin, you need to tell them, I don't know sin. And all I know, like the scripture says, my sheep, he
hears my voice and the stranger doesn't follow. If you, my brother and sister, you're going to hear the same thing that I'm going to hear. Amen. And the last thing, perseverance, perseverance, as Minister Elect was sharing, perseverance. Do you, this perseverance is a life decision. This is a life choice. This is a choice to where my mind is made up, and this is the life that I'm going to live. Many people, you want to endure when it's suitable, or when it's good for you, amen? But are you ready to persevere, my God? And I'm not talking about persevere with people or with situations, but I'm talking about persevering with your own issues, with your own self, with your own mentality, with your own mindset, with your own mess of ways, with your own character. Y'all, I'm talking about you persevering and you taking up your cross. I mean, let me give a little theology dealing with the cross, amen? Many people use the cross, and we come from, sometimes we'll come from ministering as a physical cross. Well, that is what displayed in the Bible. As a physical cross, what Jesus Christ carried, we know about it, and he died on that cross. Well, the representation of you carrying your cross is not necessarily you carrying the cross or what people feel or say about you or how people don't lie on you. You know, in other words, the mission or the assignment that Jesus went through and the reason why Jesus carried his cross. That was Jesus' cross, Jesus' assignment that he carried. The question is, what is your cross? What is your cross? I'm going to help you with your cross. Some of our cross that we got to get ready to let die on Mount Calvary, it called lust, it called alcohol, it called lying, it called manipulation, it called being deceptive. Y'all hear me? That's the cross that many of you, we have to carry, and that's the cross that it needs to die. There's nothing pretty about the cross. Y'all better hear me. I know a lot of people get caught up in it wasn't nothing pretty about the cross. What's pretty, if I'm going to describe something pretty, it's the tomb, because the tomb was a signification that whatever tried to hold God down or hold Jesus down, it cannot hold you down. Well, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to get off this line right now. I want to tell somebody, you go ahead and let it die on the cross, because God got a resurrecting date for you where your money's finna resurrect, your mind finna resurrect, your health finna resurrect, everything about you finna resurrect, your joy finna resurrect, your happiness finna resurrect. You finna get ready to get birth out of the tomb. Y'all better hear me? Out of the tomb. In Jesus' name, God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. For those follow-up words of wisdom. Damn it. We thank God. We thank God for our own evangelist elect, Shania Ponton. She brought tonight. Pray and persevere.
Amen.
Persevere.
Yes.
And pray.
No
matter how you flip it, how you turn it. But just do it, the word of God.
Amen.
And you will see how God will move into your now. In Jesus' name. Come on back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Praise God. Where we will come together, amen, and join in another revelation of the word of God into our life. Until then. Praise God.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King. Truth is I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is I'm weak,
no strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still